Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
And thanks for listening.
And now, back to a man who didn't let being named one of the 100 most important radio talk show hosts in America go to his head.
Woo! Woo! Yes! In your face!
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. We got our good friend Terry Shorty back on the show, ladies and gentlemen. Terry is one of my favorite bankers in the world, Senior Executive Vice President and Chief of Staff at the Independent Community Bankers of America, ICBA.org, an organization I'm very proud to support. And as I say, she's started her career as a banker. Now she's an executive in this national trade group, national organization, and doing a great job. And she's our good friend, Terry Shorty. Welcome back to the show.
Oh, good morning, Jim. How are you today?
Doing great. It's good to have you back. And
Thank you.
We had a great time at your convention in Orlando a couple of weeks ago.
Oh, it was terrific. We had about 3,000 bankers and people.
Those wild and crazy bankers,
all
right?
Over. Absolutely, yes. It was a great time, and we learned a lot.
I don't think Orlando was ready for that kind of craziness, do you? All the gray ties. It was just, you know.
No, just, it's a terrific opportunity for bankers to come, you know, from all over the place,
yeah,
and learn what's going on in their industry and to get educated and to network with each other. It was
they
wonderful.
Do a good, they, you, and you guys do a great job. In fact, your convention is as robust and as well organized as any as I've ever been in the decades I've been doing this.
Oh, well, so, thank you very much. We think it's all about our members because they're so wonderful. It makes it easy for us.
Absolutely. And, of course, I love being around community bankers. Speaking of which, April, coming up, is National Community Bank Month. Tell us about that.
Okay. Well, every month every year in April, we take the opportunity to really set aside a month and celebrate what community banking is all about. So we encourage consumers and entrepreneurs and farmers and ranchers to get out there and learn about community banking and understand the unique role that community banks play in their community and just to check us out. So we're going to be highlighting different community banks on our website every day. At the end of the month, we have our Washington Policy Summit, so a lot of our bankers will be coming out to Washington, D.C. to visit with their elected congressmen and women, and it's just all going to be about celebrating the wonderful things that our community bankers do in their communities.
Well, you also have the Go Local program that's part of that, isn't it?
It is, and in fact, every Wednesday is Go Local Wednesday, so our bankers are out making sure that they are supporting their local businesses because,
right,
you know, really community banks are small businesses themselves and they're local businesses. And so we really want to make sure that we're supporting our local businesses as they support us.
ICBA.org, that's where they can find out more about all this?
Well, we have a community bank locator as well.
Okay.
We have our own website, ICBA.org. And then if anybody is looking to find a community bank, they can go to banklocally.org and just enter their zip code and all their community banks will come up and they can get in there and check them out.
Well, you know, Terry, and my audience has heard me say this many times before, I consider the three pillars of America's, the American dream, to be small businesses, which includes bankers and farmers and ranchers,
mm-hmm,
community banks, local banks, and chambers of commerce. Those are the three pillars of the American dream. Without those three entities, there would not be an American dream. What do you think?
Well, I absolutely agree with you. And as you mentioned, I was a community banker,
yep,
for a little over 30 years. And so I
right out of elementary school, right?
Right out of elementary, yep, school, exactly. And I saw it firsthand. I saw how community banks are part of their local community, and if the bank doesn't support the community, then the community doesn't thrive and survive, and the,
yeah,
bank doesn't. So it's a symbiotic relationship. It works in thousands of communities across the country, and as a result, it ends up that community banks are at the very center of local lending, small business lending.
Yep.
Even though, you know, community banks maybe don't represent a majority of all of the assets, the banking assets in the country, they make more than half of all the small business,
yep,
loans in the country. So it's
pretty
incredible.
And over 600 counties in the United States are represented by one financial institution. That's a community bank. No other financial institution in 600 counties. That's the equivalent, Terry, as you know, that's the equivalent of 10 states.
Well, and it's 25% of all of the counties in the country. So
yeah.
When you think about that, if it was not for a community bank, 25% of all the counties in the country would not be represented.
That's exactly right.
By
yeah.
any kind of banking services.
Yeah, and so this is why, folks, you understand why I beat this drum all the time here on the show, and why I'm so proud of community banks. And as Terry, as I tell the story, as often as anybody will listen, if it weren't for a community bank, I would not be here doing what I'm doing today.
We hear that story over and over.
Oh,
again.
Yeah, it's a common story across Main Street America. Terry Jordy, ladies and gentlemen, she's with the Independent Community Bankers of America, ICBA.org. She and I will be right back. When we come back, I want to talk about the future of small business borrowing. 20 Tail, stay with us.
I pretend too much. I'm lonely, but no.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.